to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman. But we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, smoker, deep fryer. Today is the opening day of trout season. We're going to be covering a little bit of that. I'm headed to trout camp right after the show's done. Looking forward to a few things. Got a couple recipes for you along those lines, but you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, what's cooking is right, man. Welcome to the Grilling Guys, and thanks for joining us. Jop is going to trout camp, and I will be putting fertilizer on my lawn when I get home, so... There's the difference in those two weekends right
there.
Yeah,
I'm growing my talents. You're growing grass, so that's all good, man.
I got a good deal from Kingsland Ace Hardware. I got the deal on Scott's fertilizer and Weed Killer. Buy one. It's a BOGO.
Oh, yeah.
I'll BOGO my lawn as soon as I get back.
Yeah.
I should have done it before we came in here this morning, but... Because you're always supposed to do it when the lawn's wet, you know.
Yeah,
the morning dew
makes it stick a little
but,
better. Keep the pets off it for an hour or two till she dries. But that's good.
So what are you bringing up there to put on the grill, baby?
Well, first of all, I hope I catch some brown trout. I mean, that's what we're after, and I'll be cooking those up. And like I said, a little bit later in the show, I'll have a recipe, real quick one for brown trout. But it's such a delicate fish; it's wonderful. But you know, it's also spring, Bob, one of the best times of the year other than fall. Fall's my favorite, yours too. We enjoy our hunting and fishing in the fall, but spring's here. Morel mushrooms are out. I'm on a couple morel forums.
I have never picked one in my life.
Oh, you know what? It isn't as easy as it sounds. You got to find them, and there's a little bit of a trick to that. They aren't very tall usually, and they're hard to see, but if you know what you're looking for and the kind of trees you're around, then you can usually find them if they're in the area. But the point is that that's one of nature's delicacies, and my dream here for this weekend is to get some fresh morel mushrooms and a little bit of brown trout and do a little, you know, maybe a little cream sauce on those mushrooms. You don't want to ruin them too much.
No, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, and a little bit of trout.
You know, the problem I have with trout is...
careful now.
The last time I caught trout, I was out at in South Dakota at the... visiting all the parks.
Trout and, Fest?
Took my kids to the memorial or the monument, and we caught a bunch of rainbow trout.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's supposed to be like a steelhead, but they just had a little bit of a funk to them.
Well, you got to clean them. I mean,
I did. Of course, I cleaned them.
You know, we cook them with the skin on them, and you gut them and then take the head off. And I got fillets, and the skin's still on them. They aren't really scales; they're micro scales.
Yeah, it's just a skin.
Right, and you just leave it on there. And I'll hit this real quick because it's super simple. It's four ingredients.
Super simple.
Yeah, in addition to the trout, I cut some onions and cut some rings. Just I take sweet onion, the Vidalia, as you call them, and cut those in about eighth-inch rings, and then a large lemon, a clove of garlic, and a stick of butter. That's the ingredients, man.
I have a cousin from Vidalia, Georgia. That's the only reason I call it Vidalia.
Yeah, okay. I don't know her, but or maybe it's a him.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. But anyway, we'll hit this real quick then. Get those fillets, put them on a piece of tin foil. I know you don't like cooking on foil, but what we want to do is we want to steam this on the grill. We're not actually grilling it. We're going to steam it, and we're going to put a couple pats of butter on there, a couple rings of that onion, put that garlic clove
easy
on there that's crushed,
say.
And then a couple pats of butter, seal that thing up, put it on the grill 4 or 5 minutes on a medium grill because it'll cook real quick. That trout is light and delicate. Fabulous when you open that up, man. It'll be very mild, Won't be fishy at all. Just a very beautiful, delicate flavor. A little bit of lemon on there. And
you know what, though? Cooking on aluminum, I'm feared to catch the Alzheimer's.
Yeah, right. Huh? What you
thinking? Cooking on aluminum. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Well, we're never touching the aluminum. The skin's staying on the fish, and we're putting the fish on the platter, plating it up, and getting going on it.
I got to tell you, I am thoroughly enjoying my breakfast this morning. It is a Hop Mouth Double IPA from Arcadia. This thing is stellar. And if you haven't been to Arcadia or tried one of their beers yet, they're one of our sponsors. Hop Mouth, absolutely fantastic double IPA. Very malty. Does not kick you in the head like you might expect.
Yeah, with a double IPA, sometimes those grab you right at the back of the throat.
You're not a big IPA guy. I get it. But if you want to try just something super special, Hop Mouth, that's it. So, update on GI Barbecue. Here's the deal. We're going to do something really cool. On May 14th, we're going up to Chase Creek Smokehouse, and this thing is coming together so cool. God bless the folks up at Chase Creek because they are working their keister off. Pat and Linda Wrangler, they're building an entire stage for this event in their patio. I just saw pictures online. He's building this giant stage for the band. He's got at least one band coming in. He's looking for another, but we're going to have music. We're going to have maybe 2,000 to 4,000 people there because it's Blessing of the Bikes weekend, and they get, you know, a couple thousand bikes in there on that Saturday anyway.
Yeah, if not
but
more,
with
sure.
us, you know, beating the horn here, beating the drum on this thing, we're going to get a lot of our listeners up there. We're going to have all sorts of really cool things. Of course, in my opinion, the sweet spot is the Henry rifles that we're going to be giving away. Because who doesn't want a Henry rifle? We're talking brass plated, octagon barrel, 30-30 and a 45-70. I mean, I'm going to buy a ticket for the 45-70, and I honestly hope I win it. I'm just going to say that right out there. I hope I win it.
Well, you know, you got an equal chance as anybody because somebody other than you and me going to be drawing that ticket.
Yeah, Timber Ridge double pan deep fryer. We've got, oh my goodness, Bonefish Grill's giving us stuff. Schmoes is giving us stuff. Arcadia Ales is giving us stuff. Village Motorsports, all kinds of cycle gear. So if you buy a raffle ticket, your odds of winning something are darn good.
They are. And if you don't know where Chase Creek is, you're going to head up north of Grand Rapids, up 131.
Or you're going to head south from Traverse City.
Either way, that's right. And you're going to arrive at the on 131, the Reed City US 10 exit, and you're going to go west of the
highway. 6 miles. It's easy. I got a twist for you. I just figured something out just yesterday for this thing that's going to be so cool. Go to your iPhone app. Or go to your Google app, whatever you're using for a phone. Download this app. It's called FlashGap. You got to put it on your phone. And what FlashGap does is it allows you to take pictures of an event. And you open up this app and you take all your pictures of the day of that event. So everybody there who downloads FlashGap and then joins our event is going to take these pictures. Everybody's pictures are going to be in one album. So it's going to be so cool. So the whole day will be on FlashGap, and we're going to have hundreds and hundreds of shots of the day of people winning rifles and deep fryers and grills and helmets and leather jackets, and it's going to be a fantastic day. Their food is great. Their ribs are great. Their brisket's awesome, and their rib steaks are phenom.
They are. They're very good. This is worth the trip. Not only is it going to be a great bunch of food, but it's a great party, phenomenal cause, and we'll give you a further update on what's going on with GI Barbecue a little bit later in the show.
Here's the cool thing. A bunch of my old classmates, some of the little hotties from my class, are all volunteering to sell raffle tickets, so you're going to have some very cute ladies running around in GI Barbecue green, and the shirts are provided by Ad America. We're going to have a bunch of women selling these raffle tickets, you're going to win.
Coming up next, you're going to want to listen to us. We're going to get a little porky and maybe get some of these cheapest cuts that are done right. Stick with us. We'll be back.
It's harder than it looks. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com. Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orange Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
Hey, Jop, I'd high-five you on that last play, but I can't. My plate's full, and I got my beer in the other hand.
Hey, Bob, you need the Super Tailgate Plate. It holds a bottle, a can, or a glass, plus all the fixings in one hand. Whether you're tailgating, partying, or at home sitting around the campfire, you got a hand free for anything you need to do.
Wow, Jop. Where do I get mine?
You know what? At thegrillingguys.com, we've got them. Just click on that Super Tailgate link, and they're available in 12 and 4-packs.
Now that's a game winner, baby.
You bet.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek original brew pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real-deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. It's a great weekend because as soon as I get done yakking to y'all, I'm going to be heading to the river. And we're going to be doing a little trout fishing today and tomorrow, and maybe if I have to, slide into Monday. But anyway, it's a great weekend to get outside and enjoy Mother Nature. The morel mushrooms are up too. But we're going to talk a little bit of pork right now. What are you thinking, Barbecue Bob?
I'm thinking I misspoke because I said I'm going to go home and do my lawn. But actually, at 10 o'clock this morning, I have to be at Kingsland Ace Hardware on 28th Street in Cascade. I'm going to be demoing from 10 till 2. So if you're out and about and you want to find a good deal on a grill and want to taste some good fixings, I'm going to be out there cooking up some really cool stuff. I mean, I've got a plethora of food I'm grilling. Check that out. Plethora.
Is that a man's cut or a woman's cut?
Oh, dude, I'm going to be working on the new Weber Summit charcoal. It is so cool. It's I love it. I can't wait to cook on it. Actually, it's like a big thing for me because I love Weber and I love the fact that they finally figured out a way to hike up their charcoal game.
Well, I don't know. The old round cooker, you can't mess with.
This is a kettle on steroids. This is like a kettle Kamado.
Okay, so double walled.
Yeah.
I see.
Oh yeah.
Pretty cool.
Oh, plus it's got all kinds of cool innovations. You're going to be jealous. You're going to be up there catching trout and bored, and I'm going to be down there feeding the masses.
Let me think. I'm going to be hunting morel mushrooms. I'm going to be catching
trout.
You're
going to be wishing you were with me.
Drinking beer, eating Sobey meat sticks. I'm thinking that you're taking this one for the team. I appreciate you doing it because Kingsland Hardware is a new sponsor of the show, and we surely appreciate their support and kicking this relationship off right.
You know, honestly, I don't need you there anyway. I can do it just fine by myself.
Jealousy is ugly.
You go up and lose your worms. You're not going to catch anything.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll wait for my Post Alzheimer's to sit in as I eat that trout on that tinfoil, okay?
Let's talk about pork steak.
All right, you do that.
Because I'm going to be doing pork steak in about an hour and a half.
All right.
So that's what I asked them to get me, and we're going to do it on that new Weber Summit. So pork steak, in my opinion, is one of the most overlooked pieces of pork in the counter when you go to the butcher shop.
Okay. Where's it come from? Where's the cut?
Yeah, the pig.
I understand.
I don't have a clue.
Which end of him?
I don't know. It's not off his head, I'm pretty sure.
Right? That's cheese.
Yep.
So we're not doing that. But
which reminds me of an Anthony Bourdain show I was just watching. Head cheese is really big in France.
Holy rabbit trail.
This is not off the head. It's just a pork steak. It's I think kind of close to the pig body, but you know, a good butcher could tell.
Wow, descriptive. Yeah. Write that one down in the dust.
It doesn't matter when you're at the stinking counter, it says pork steak. It doesn't say name the body part.
All right. So we got us some pork steak.
Yeah. It's just a nice piece of meat. Sometimes you can get it on sale for 99 cents a pound. Seriously. Yeah,
that is a nice piece
of
meat.
That's ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
If you think bacon's like, what, $5 to $8 a pound?
Right, depending on where you get it.
99 cents? I might play around with a piece of that. So, yeah, I'm telling you, play around with a piece of it. Put some nice spices on it and throw it on your smoker. If you don't have a smoker, throw it on your grill and do it indirect, really low and slow. You can put a little sear on it if you want. You can put it in cast iron if you want. The key is with pork steak, it's going to be low temperature, long time.
And what's that going to do to it? It's going to keep it moist, and it's going to keep it tender.
It's going to love you long time.
Right.
It loves you long time.
That's your loamy, loamy steak, right?
Do.
Yeah. But
loamy, loamy salmon.
Where is this going, man? Where is this going? But anyway,
to Hawaii, obviously.
Pork steak, you're going to do this, and you're going to cook it slow. Are you marinating it? Are you going to put
it on? I usually put it on the smoker. I just put a little rub on it. I throw it on the smoker for about 3 hours, and it is heavenly.
Okay. So
falls apart.
You said you're going to be using this new Weber grill, which is not a smoker, or is it?
It's a Summit charcoal.
Okay. So you're going to cook your pork steak. You said they're going to bring you some down.
I'm going to put this offset plate that they've got, or this. It's this kind of stainless plate that they've built into the thing. It's cool. You got to see this thing. I mean, it's pretty crazy.
Okay.
I'm very happy with Weber because they've finally come up to where they needed to be with that name, because charcoal is the game, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely. My preferred fuel by far. But, if you don't have time, you use gas. If you got time, fire up the coals.
Charcoal, baby.
Yeah,
good charcoal. Parker Pure Mountain.
Yeah. So pork steak, very good cut, economical. You can't ruin it. If you do, you're not out much. But, just be careful. What temperature are you bringing that to?
You might pay $1.39 a pound on average for it.
Right.
If you screw it up, what are you out? $6?
Right.
Ooh.
Yeah, and your temperature, what are you going to bring that to?
I'm going to run the smoker or offset. I'm going to run something at like 275 for about 3 hours.
Right. And the meat, when do you know that's done? What's that look like?
When you're eating it.
Yeah. All right.
It's good.
Everybody's
3 hours, 275. It's done. It's done after an hour and a half. It's killer after 3 hours.
Right. Let it go.
And it's cheap. It's just such a great deal. I mean, let's look at the average guy out there with three kids, four kids. You want to get your grill out. You want to be the man. You want to be the dad. You want to have fun with your new charcoal grill, whatever it is. You put it on nice and low and slow, and then you go play ball with the kids.
Sure.
You leave it.
Yep.
And if you forget it, guess what? It just gets better.
Yeah.
And if you overdo it just a little bit, you throw some sauce on it.
Yeah. Look at this, kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're going, "Who, daddy?"
Yeah. Is that what they say to you?
That's what mine said.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what she said.
So let's go a little bit higher on the hog, and let's talk a little bit about pork loin. This one's a little bit fun to do. A couple weeks ago, I think I covered this on the show, so I won't dive back into what I did with the trussing the two pieces.
It's funny you
together,
say that, because I think it was Corey from Old World Olive Company called me last night and said, "Hey, what was Jop talking about on that loin? How'd you do that again?" I'm like, "I don't know, dude. I wasn't even listening."
Yeah.
So yeah, I told him
Corey,
how to do it.
Corey, welcome to my world, brother. Welcome to my world.
So yeah. I told him how to do it and make sure he put some cheese on to finish it. That's what
yeah.
I said.
Yeah. Little cheese, but maybe a couple pieces of bread. You just got a big sandwich.
Pork loin is great because, again, it's the price. Can you tell? I mean, dads love price. You go to the store. Dude, after you shop for soup, you go to the supermarket now, you're going to spend $200 to $400 if you're hungry when you're shopping.
Yep, if you're a dad, yeah, don't ever do that, right?
No, you can't help it though, because when you got kids, you're always hungry. They're eating all your good food, so you go and you stop, and you intend to pick up $50 worth of stuff. It's $200 worth of stuff, but you hit the end caps. You know, you hit the end caps at the supermarket, and that's where all the deals are, and you just buy tons of whatever's there. Very often, it's pork loin. For some reason, those pigs have a lot of extra loin.
Right,
so I can figure
and,
out.
And the one I found was $1.49 a pound. Usually about $2.50 to $3 a pound. So it was half.
$1.49 is about about right. $1.39 on sales.
And we're talking these ones that are about the size of a softball, and they're maybe a foot to like 16 inches.
It's a
long.
Half loin,
right?
Yep.
Exactly. And all I did was cut
center
off
cuts.
About two, Corey. I cut off about 2 6-inch chunks of it and put them face to face because there's a fat layer on the outside and then the lean meat on the underside. So I put them together so the fat was all the way around it. You know, I took two leans together and it was the fat ring was all the way around. Tied it up and grilled it.
That reminds me of a prom date I had.
Are we back to the trout?
So pork loin, another nice thing you can do is you can cut those loin into like inch and a half chops.
Sure.
Cut them
Absolutely.
Into inch and a half chops.
Thick, you're talking, yeah.
And then put them on your butcher block, rub them with some nice Old World Olive Company's, I use usually garlic.
Right.
Sometimes Tuscan. There's all kinds of great EVOs you can put on it, but go to Old World Olive Company, get a nice EVO, rub that chop down, put your spices on it, and I'll go with like a... I think they sell something called a Bolognese spice, and I put that on there, and then I take my Jacquard to it, and I pound the ever-loving heck out of it, and I get it pounded down to like roadkill, and then I flip it over, rub it with oil, do the same thing to the other side, throw it on the grill. By the time that thing comes off the grill, it's come back to its natural shape. It looks like a chop, but it cuts with a fork. It's the coolest trick. If you want pork chops to drive your neighbors nuts, if you want your neighbor to hate you, this is what you do with a loin, because he will never, and don't tell him what you did, he will never get this down like that.
It's all about the grill envy. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Next up, how to pick your butt. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out in your backyard and fire up a grill, smoker, a little bit of a deep fryer, whatever it is that you like to cook on. Because I tell you what, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and you want to create some grill envy in your backyard.
Fire up your George Foreman.
That's right. And teach your neighbors how to pick their butt. And we're going to teach you how to do it right now. Barbecue That's... Bob, what you thinking about that, man?
Yeah, well, you know, when you go out shopping for a pork butt, you got to pick the right one, right?
Absolutely.
Wrong.
No.
No, there's a butt's a butt. I mean, you freaking pick the thing up out of the counter. Okay, all these things come from the pig factory. Okay, they're all the same. Don't pay a high price for any special pig, unless you're buying some heritage pork, you know, like some of these hairy monsters that they're selling around the state. These
Angelistas,
yeah,
or whatever her name is.
Mangalistas. And those are a little better, marginally. But, I mean, if you just take a nice butt, you pick it up, or a picnic or shoulder, whichever one you want.
What's the difference?
You tell me.
Well, I think the shoulder's got a bone in it and the picnic doesn't.
Well, they both have bones in it, you bonehead.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they do. The picnic is just further down. The shoulder is obviously the shoulder of the pig.
And it's got
a
blade in it.
The picnic is like my bicep. See how massive it is?
Scrawny and sinuous.
See that snap fitness bicep right there?
Is that what that
is? It's looking pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
You want to feel it?
No, I'd much rather just put it on the smoker right now.
Feel my picnic, Jop.
Yeah.
Come on. Feel my picnic. Snap Fitness.
Wow.
If you don't belong to a gym, you got to go to Snap Fitness. Trust me on this because my pants are falling off me. And
Andy wants people to feel his picnic. So.
My wife doesn't like me any better, though, yet. So I don't know about that. It doesn't solve every
problem
in your life.
Dude, it's a fitness store. It's not a magician.
So how to pick a picnic? Just freaking pick it. I personally would prefer a shoulder over a picnic just because I like the meat a little whiter.
Mm-hmm.
Redheads in particular.
Yep.
If you're going to pick a pig, find a ginger.
Right.
No, the picnics are okay. I like them fine for certain things. They're good to make spam with.
Yeah, we talked about that once, and that's all we ever needed to talk about that was just one time. It's all good.
You know, back in the day, back in the 70s.
Here we go. When
I first moved down here, I was going to a place called Rhett's Electronics School, and I had some great teachers there. Anyway.
Didn't he die of electrocution?
One of the guys' name was Tony Gates, and he's not the one that's the DJ. This is the Professor Tony Gates. But while I was going to school there, we worked at Vandenbrink Meats. A whole bunch of us did. It was slave labor, dude. Slave labor. We worked for like I think $1.40 an hour,
and a dropped hand,
and a whip. I mean, they whipped us to get us going. The good news is, once a day, one of us would drop a ham, and we would eat. So we were poor college students, and we would eat. I digress. You go home with roaches in your pocket too. So anyway, back to the shoulder and picnic. if you're going to do a shoulder, you have to do it on the smoker. I see a lot of guys with these crock pot recipes and stuff, but you have to turn in your man card. If you post a recipe with a crock pot, I mean, I could say so many things right now, but just don't post it, okay? It's embarrassing.
So the butt is a very forgiving piece of meat.
Unlike this show.
Right. And really, because as long as you cook this thing slow, or you could cook it fast, and we'll talk about both, but I'm going to hit the low and slow. You hit the fast and furious, all right? Okay. But the low and slow part of it is you get that smoker anywhere from 225 to 275, and you smoker's in direct heat. We all know that. And we're going to season this thing up. There's a lot of really good rubs, but usually they have some salt and some sugar in them, maybe some paprika, some other aromatic spices.
Yeah, you can make your own.
It's a blend, whatever you're doing. You rub that thing down, and you want to create a paste on the outside of it. What I do is put a little mustard, just regular yellow mustard, prepared mustard. Put it on there. It's not for flavor. It's for glue. And I cover that thing with spices. Set it on a smoker, 225 to 275, whatever you like to do, and forget it.
If you're anywhere near Houghton Lake, just go to Best Choice Market and get this stinking spice this guy sells. It's a Michigan spice. It's like a wonder spice. I wish I could think of the name of it right now, but go see Ron. He'll hook you up with this miracle rub he's got. It's just a fantastic blend. You put some oil or some mustard on this butt, and you throw that spice all over it. Throw it in your smoker. Heavy smoke for at least 4 hours.
Right.
Heavy smoke. I mean, pound that thing with some hickory. And I'm talking about the butt.
Right. The guys, once the exterior of the meat gets to 140, the pores tighten up, and you're not getting any more smoke on it anyway. But until that exterior temperature gets there, hit it hard with smoke because it'll absorb that. And then, you know, you're going to let that thing go till we're at about 195 degrees.
Well, you're going to pound it with that smoke until 140 or 145, and then that's a good time to pull it and wrap it. And you can hydrate it or not. You don't really have to hydrate a butt because there's still going to be so much fat in that thing that if you just wrap it, double wrap it in foil, throw it back in the smoker, bring it up to about 195 to 200, you got to poke your probe in there as deep as you can, and that can be a challenge for some of you, I understand. But make sure you get the temperature as deep.
Yours is a quick read, though.
It's a curse and a blessing. Make sure you get at least 198 in every part of that thing where you touch it. You know, you don't want to have a spot in the middle where it's like 190 because you're going to have a tough time pulling it. You're going to have fat and tissue that has not broken down. And you're going to have a tough time getting that thing to fall apart. You don't want it to get like to 205, though, so that when you start pulling it, it's all mushy because you blew it. This is really a delicate thing. You know, you talk about butts as being forgiving and tough and rugged, all this stuff. Well, ish, because you can overdo it. You know, too much of anything is not good.
Understand.
Just like butt conversations. But what to do with leftovers on a butt? Here's the cool thing. Thank goodness so many of you are out there now really smoking a lot of butts and roasting butts and doing whatever you're doing with them. But they're putting them on nachos. They're putting them on tacos. There's all sorts of great uses for pork shoulder.
Pulled pork, right?
Smoked properly, yeah. And it's a nice versatile meat, but sometimes when you reuse it, and repurpose it, you'll want to reblend it again. You'll want to put another profile to it because it's a little bit of a bland piece of meat. So the best part of it's the bark. When you're down into the middle, if you're reusing some of that stuff that's just been in the middle, it's just roast pork. So go ahead and spice the crap out of it. Go Mexican on that thing. You know, go Argentinian on that thing. And I think that's what Big Paulie's going to tell us to do. But you can use it for nachos, tacos, my goodness, wraps, all sorts of things.
So we skipped over it, and I want to go back because most everybody knows that pork shoulder, pork butt, all goes low and slow. Give me this your take on this fast and furious because not a lot of people cook them that way.
Well, you know, in the competition world, a lot of the brisket guys are going fast and furious. And I really have a tough time telling which I like better. I mean, I don't know. I've never changed my brisket style.
But this is pork butt.
I know
not brisket.
I do it one way, and it turns out great. With butts, sometimes you have to put them on the elevator, and you need to crank them up. So no matter what, you still want to have your initial 3 hours of any dense cut you do. You want to have your first 3 or 4 hours at a lower temperature, like 275, because when you start getting above 275, you lose your smoke. And I want to pound it with smoke if it's a dense meat, because it's a big piece of meat. So that tells me that the smoke ring is only that, you know, quarter inch on the outside. I'm not going to get that good smoky flavor 3, 5, 8 inches deep.
Right.
So I'm going to want to pound the crap out of the outside of it for 3 or 4 hours. Then I might crank the heat up and not worry about my smoke penetration, get the heat up and start driving the heat to the middle. And then I'm going to wrap it at 140, 150, and I'm going to keep it at 350, and I'm just going to drive that thing up faster. So it's really time and temperature.
Just watch
the
temperature.
Work together.
Right,
yeah.
Just watch the temperature.
And I know Mr. Fonger says we're out of time, so we better cut.
Well, speaking of a big smoky piece of meat, Big Paulie's joining us in the next segment to talk a little bit about pork style with us as well. Listen to us. We'll be back.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer, bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes, along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior, can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard. I exercise and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out ArcticSpas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Hi, I'm Jim Crank, and I would like to personally invite you to visit Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery. With 3 locations in Grand Rapids, Mount Pleasant, and Big Rapids, Cranker's brews award-winning beers and has one of the finest menus in the Great Lakes. From our barbecue brisket to our junkyard omelets, Cranker's is the ultimate microbrewery experience. I believe if you eat good, you feel good. Visit CrankersBrewery.com. That's CrankersBrewery.com. Eat good, feel good. Crankers, yeah!
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. Last one to know, last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And little Garth Brooks bringing us back. That guy is one hunk barbecue. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Wow. Got a little bromance going on. I'm jealous. Jeez, I thought he was like
You thought you were my hog?
No, I thought me and Garth had something. I guess you and Garth got something.
That's right.
No, dude sold out in what, 3 minutes? Three shows?
Yeah.
I don't know. Half hour? He's like Donald Trump.
Winning but everywhere.
Speaking of Donald Trump, you know, you talk about rock stars and people from the East Coast that just know how to put words together. I got this buddy, and he's another big hunk of meat, and his name is Big Paulie. And he's the only time I get to talk to my boy here is on the show, and there's something wrong with that, dude.
You got to get back east a little bit more, Bob. What can I tell you?
Well, no. I was just there. You were busy.
Well, you know, that's how it is.
I mean, but that's okay. I was hanging out down in Times Square with Webb, so see how that goes.
Great. David's a great guy. He's a great guy. I'm glad you guys were on the show.
Yeah.
You guys are having way too much fun, though. Are they paying you for this or are you paying them?
Yep.
It's having way too much fun.
It's not big bucks, but it's bucks.
Yeah. Oh, that's
Webb is on fire, by the way. Big Paulie here is the president of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association. He actually introduced me to David Webb. And David and I have become fast friends, and he's helped me a bunch, and he's helped us with GI Barbecue a bunch. And I'm happy to tell you, Paul, that I'm heading down. Jop and I are both actually heading down
there
to Fort Bragg here in a couple weeks, and we're going to bring our first load to our boys.
Wow.
To our boys.
That, you know what? That is great. And thank you for doing that. You guys, you know, anything we can do for these people who are serving our country and are often neglected, and, you know, they serve selflessly and very quietly.
They're abused.
But their sacrifice, you know, nothing we do can match their sacrifice. They make every second of every day. So on behalf of New Jersey Broadcasters and all the veterans and all the people in the armed forces, thank you for what you're doing, guys.
Yeah, it's easy for us.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of fun, too.
So
it is a labor of love.
Yeah. So I miss you, man. So let's talk about a little pork. You did some good time working for Uncle Sam down in Argentina.
Yeah. And, my favorite type of pork comes from Washington, not the state, but Washington D.C. That bridge to nowhere.
Man, that seems like that'd leave a bad taste in your mouth.
See, I was feeling so good, and you just start making me tense up. Hey, that's okay.
Boy.
We're going to make America great again. That's all I can say.
Yeah, right. Here we go. Get your hat. You know, well, you brought back a lot of memories when you said Argentina. I remember, talk about pork. In Argentina, they had this beautiful pork, like a flank, they would make on the open charcoal, actually wood grill, and it was called matambritos. And it would come out, and you can never do this in an American restaurant, but it'd come out on a plate, and below the plate was elevated a little bit. And below it were hot coals, right from the fire, so they put these coals right in front of you. You know, you probably burn yourself here, and it kept the meat nice and warm, so you'd have to eat it quickly. It would stay warm, but it was very lightly seasoned. It really was just, you know, a beautiful piece of pork meat, which you put on their barbecue, on their version of an asado, and I think it had a little salt, a little pepper on it. I think a little, like a very very thin coat of oil or something on it. That nothing much at all, but it was just let the meat speak for itself, and it was just fantastic. It's probably one of the most flavorful things. And by the way, you know, I can tell you this, of all the meats you put on your barbecue, pork is undervalued but very much appreciated when you cook it on the barbecue. Something about that taste just comes right out there.
I agree.
It's so different, you know, so different than anything else, and I think so much more delicious.
Well, it's a value, and you know, I've been really kind of hooked on the Anthony Bourdain show. Watching him travel throughout the world, and he's crazy. He's fun, but you know, in watching him going through France recently, I'm just realizing that it's really America that restricts our restaurants and stuff. Watching what they do over in France, you think these people, oh, they're socialists, blah blah blah. Shit, they let them do everything, man. This dude can. I mean,
well, you know, it's funny. Like, I remember I was walking down the streets and the sidewalks in Argentina, and they were all upheaval and holes in the sidewalks, you know, death traps. And I said to one of the ministers of justice that I was with, I said, aren't you afraid someone's going to fall and get hurt and sue you? And he goes, no, they should watch where they're going.
That's right. Yeah. Why don't we get back to that? That's right.
But that's the mentality. It's totally different than here, you know?
So, Jop, I got to tell you something. When Paulie and I get together, I usually beg him and beg him and beg him to do Christopher Walken, because he can make you think you're sitting in a room with Christopher Walken, and I'm really putting him on the spot here. But
no.
When it comes to Argentina,
no, Jop, listen, I'm gonna say, you know, right now you caught me at a disadvantage, but I'll tell you, there's a place in Vegas I just come back from called Carbones. You know it. Fabulous. No, seriously, there's a place you should go to. I swear to God, I'm going to send you this, Bob. I walk into this new joint called Carbones at the area, okay? And as you walk into, like, the reception area, there's, like, an enormous 8-foot by 4-foot picture of guess who?
Really?
Christopher Walken. I walk into
and you got, and like, look, hard nipples didn't you?
I said, all I know is this is my kind of joint. Anybody who's got the guts to put Walken up as you walk in, and it's a haunting picture. You know what it is? It's like a little old speakeasy. It kind of reminds you of a speakeasy type place.
Yeah.
It's meant to be a Prohibition era type of...
Did they offer you champagne?
Champagne, yes. And on a rock, I know. But I tell, please. When you get me in a better mood, I might do it.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Walken improves exponentially as my blood alcohol level goes. But
Bob's that way, too. No wonder you guys like doing that together. Yeah.
But let me be a Bob. I can imagine. But what a great place. And Bob, I'm going to send you this picture because you got to put it up on your website. People aren't going to believe this when they see it. And it was just really neat. And, of course, you know, we were out there for the NAB show, and we had a lot of our broadcasters with us, and probably, I think, one of the most successful NAB shows we've had in a long time.
Okay, and when he says NAB, he means National Association of Broadcasters. Now, you have a convention coming up in June, and, I was supposed to be...
Hopefully Weber will be there, you'll be there.
Yeah, yep, that's right. And I was supposed to be cooking for Dick Vermeil this year. Uh-huh. But as it turns out, the prize we were donating got recalled, so what? I'm off the hook. Yeah, it's a long story, but I do not have to barbecue for him this year, and I will miss that event because they're so much fun. But,
well, you know, we may want you to do so. We actually, this year, it looks like our grand prize is going to be a beautiful radio. A beautiful HD radio, and it comes in a four-wheel drive carrying case. So maybe you'll win that.
Yeah.
How's that?
That's great.
No one's ever given away a car before the State Association. We're hoping to be the first.
Awesome. So, all right.
So maybe you'll get lucky this time, old buddy.
Well, I will see you out there. And again, always good to have you on. Paul Rotella from New Jersey. Actually, from Lake...
Lake Walden Pawpack.
Well, yeah.
That's a closely guarded secret. Don't tell anybody.
Vince already hooked me in on your whole little cove there. I know exactly where you're at. So,
sure. Okay.
Yeah. Well, Google Earth this. Yeah,
that's
but
right.
Now I'm in beautiful New Jersey, and you know, keeping the state safe for democracy. I hope. Yeah.
Yes. All right. Thanks, buddy.
Hey you guys. Job. Be good.
All right. Good. Take care.
Good talk.
Great
to
hear from you.
All right. Paul Rotella. Big Paulie.
The big man. Time for some man law.
Now you're a man. A man. Now you're a man. A man. A man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
Today's man law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. Dude, I just went to a lacrosse game a couple weeks ago, and Vicky's hooked me up with a whole basket full of pasties.
How'd the boys like them?
So nice. Oh, it was so good. There's just something about, it was a cold, wicked day, too, and I kept them all warm in a cooler, you know?
Oh, you didn't have them inside your vest
pocket? No, I had them in a cooler, and oh, man, my son Jordan just went nuts. So did Alex, but something about a pasty on a cold day. Really nice.
Yeah, you put a little gravy on it, it's even just that much better.
Yeah, especially when you're waxing your... Anyway, today's man law is make sure your shoes are always darker than your pants.
Dude, look down. You are breaking your own damn rule.
I got dressed in a hurry this morning.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, they're tan loafers. Yeah. Couldn't help it. Blue jeans are darker than almost everything. I'm going to have to get me some GWs.
Oh, anyway... hey, we talked a little bit about everything pork. This weekend, get out in your backyard and fire up a grill or a smoker and, you know what, make it happen. Pork is relatively inexpensive meat. If you're gonna experiment with that, because you know what, if you ruin it, you might be out $5, but chances are you won't, and you'll have a damn good meal. So I enjoy my pork, and I know Barbecue Bob does too, and I hope you are as well. So enjoy it, and we'll be back with you in just a couple minutes.
But then I've been there before. Everything's all right. I'll just say goodnight.